God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, you think about a man that has got a fine home and a fine family. He's got a fine, wonderful wife and beautiful children. And he's got treasures in his house. And he's got a fine house. And he's a big man. And he's strong. And he's got 30 weapons. He's got swords. He's got knives. He's got pistols. He's got shotguns. And he's a crack shot. And bad people come to his house. And he lets them walk in the door. And they come to abuse his wife and his children. They come to steal his stuff. And he sits there and does nothing. Because it might be the will of God. He's got power. He's got ability. He's got ways of stopping them. But he won't use them. He sits there and does nothing. How many know that would not be right? We've got weapons. Come on now. We have the weapons of our warfare. They're not carnal. They're not natural. But they are mighty. They are mighty. Through God. Hallelujah. But we must use them. We can sit and do nothing and be destroyed. Or we can rise up and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Not in my house, you don't. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. Fever, get out of here. Growth, get out of my child. In the name of Jesus, be dissolved. Go. Go.
Thank you, Lord.
And if we've got all these blessings, all these wonderful things that are bought and paid for, and the Lord says they're yours, come get them. And we just wait and wait and beg and wait and beg and wait and live our whole life on a low, low level. You know, there's so many people, as soon as they get to heaven, you know what they're going to say? Oh, you mean I could have and we could have? Oh, oh. The Lord's going to say, I told you. I told you. No, friend, let's not wait till then. Let's rise up. Let's become faith receivers. Let's become possessors. Let's become resistors of the enemy and watch him flee. And let's rise up and lay hold and take possession of what's already been bought and paid for in Christ and be able to use it to bless other people and be able to glorify God in it and with it. You want to be blessed. You want to be increased. You want to be strong. You want to be free. And you want people to look at you and go, man, how did it happen? You look at them and go, you can have it too. Amen. You can have it too. Amen. You can have it now. Jesus paid for it for you too. Yes. Belongs to you too. Yes. But you can't wait around for it to fall on you. Right. Believe that you receive it. We said that word literally means take. T-A-K-E. Believe that you take it and you shall have it. 1 Timothy 6:12, what does it say? Fight the good fight of faith. What's the next phrase? Lay hold. What does lay hold mean? This is actually some of the same words in the Greek as Mark 11:24. Lay hold, what does that mean? In the natural, you put your hand on it. You get a hold of it. You take it to yourself. You receive it to yourself. This is how you fight the good fight of faith. You have to wade through contradictions. You have to persist through hindrances and things that stand against you, but you're going for it. Somebody say, going for it. And you're going to stay after it until you're standing in it, until you're living in it, until you're experiencing it. Because if Jesus thought enough of you and me to buy it and pay for it and bleed for it and die for it, we are, by Him, going to have it. Let's make up our mind. Let's be strong. Let's be persistent. Said out loud, if Jesus went to the lengths, shed His blood, bought it and paid for it, no devil's going to keep me out of it. No confused people are going to talk me out of it. If He gave it to me, I'm going to have it. I'm going to live in it. Glory to God. Got to be stirred up. You got to be persistent. Got to be strong. Now, we've looked at a number of things already concerning believing you receive and faith to receive. But I want us to go a step further in this. Go to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. This latter part of this 10th chapter flows into the 11th chapter, the great so-called faith chapter, Hebrews 11. And if what we're seeing is right, then you're going to see it all through this 11th chapter. You're going to see them with faith to receive and faith to lay hold. But in introducing it and working into it, look at Hebrews 10 and 38. 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith. The just shall not just get born again by faith, not just miss hell by faith, not just make heaven by faith, but what?
Live.
You know, 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith. And again, this is where millions are missing it. They think they don't agree with us, and yet they already believe what we're saying. But they limit it to the new birth. Oh, I don't believe in just coming and saying, I know it's mine. I believe I receive it. I take it now. I don't believe in all that. If you're born again, that's what you did. You are a confess it, possess it person and didn't even know it. Because you saw that Jesus had bought and paid for your salvation. And you came down and you said, I see that and I believe I receive it. I believe I receive Jesus as my Lord. And you confess with your mouth, Jesus as Lord, you one of us. You word of faith. So no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Oh, some folk didn't know if they liked that or not. You need to be glad about it. You need to rejoice. The problem is, so many millions stop there, though. That's it. That's it. If we said, well, no, now we just submit to the will of God. And if it's His will for us to be born again, then we will be. But it's up to Him. So, well, no, we don't believe that. It's already done. You have to go receive it and confess Jesus. Well, no, no. If you're going to be consistent now with what you say you believe, what we're saying is believing you receive Jesus and not waiting on God to save you. He's already done it. Come receive Him today is right. But you don't stop there. The next morning after you get up from being born again, it's time to do it again. I said it's time to do it again in every area of life, every day for the rest of your life. You need to be believing you receive and confessing and possessing what He's bought, what He's paid for. You need to not just be born again by faith. You need to live by faith, walk by faith every day. And that's why we are Faith Life Church, the life of faith. We know all about it? No. It's like at the conference this week, one guy had come up to Brother Copeland some years ago and said, you're not preaching the whole counsel of God. He said, you're right. I knew it. You're right. He said, I don't know the whole counsel of God. If I did, I'd preach it. But the more I find out, I'm going to preach it. Nobody knows it all. Nobody knows the whole counsel of God. And some people banter around the term full gospel in a superior tone. Well, we're full gospel. They're just part. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? Paul had been called up to heaven. He's seen Jesus. He's used to pen a large portion of the New Testament. And he says, we know in part. We just know part. So I guess technically we'd be part gospel. But let's preach all the parts we know, and let's live all the parts we know, and let's believe to get more parts. Don't act superior. Maybe another group of Christians, maybe they don't believe in healing like you do. Maybe they don't speak in tongues, but they may have some parts you don't have. And don't be foolish and act superior. If they love God, if they're born again, they're your brother. I don't care what's over the door. And you love them and you treat them right. And don't act superior. Because you're not. And value what they have. And if you do that, it might open the door for them to value what you have. And boy, what if the whole body of Christ worldwide, we put all our parts together. We would be an unstoppable force in the earth. If the whole body of Christ, if we just put all our manpower together and all our money together, we'd take over the world. We would. You wouldn't have to go out and pick at anything. You'd just buy it. We don't want those stores in there. Well, just buy them. Pay them three prices for it. They'll sell it to you. Buy it and turn it into a gas station, you know? So we've thought too little, haven't we? We got a big God. Big God. He said, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. What is the opposite of drawing back? Actually, if you look at other translations, it has to do with shrinking back and pulling back. This is not complicated. I'm not trying to trick you now. What's the opposite of that? Stepping forward, stepping out is the opposite of pulling back, shrinking back. There's great insight right here. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And here we just got through reading, if you shrink back, you pull back, you draw back, he's not pleased. What do we know then? Faith is not happening. So what is he pleased with? Stepping out, stepping forward, moving out, going for it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Steps to Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303G. That's R1303G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.